respect are we showing to the Azan? By how much are we showing respect to the Azan? When the Muslims used to show respect to the Azan, in India there were those places, if a Muslim went to a non-Hindu person's shop at the time of Azan, they said, Baba, we were not going to do business with you. It's the time for you to go to the masjid. I studied in India and I remember those days when they used to pass the masjid. Now that time, you know, they have the portable radios. When they pass the masjid, they put the radio off. Ghair Muslim had azmat and respect for the masjid and azan. When the Muslims were respecting the masjid and respecting the azan. Listen to me very carefully. Listen to the azan. We complain about them, but are we talking azan time? Are we showing respect to the azan? Now look at how, even Hidayat, Allah Ta'ala says, when that call is made, فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِ يُنْكُوا بَشَارَتْ دِيجَي, give them good news. Those that will listen to the azan, they listen to the azan, they answer the azan, and immediately they go to the masjid. وَلَائِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ, these are the people Allah will give Hidayat. You want Hidayat? You want Hidayat? We are all asking for Hidayat. Allah says, come stay to the masjid. Close the shop. Go to the masjid. And these are the people of intellect. Allah's certificate for a person of intelligence is the one that will come straight to the masjid. And if he doesn't come, what category he falls under? You can decide what you can call him. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, one of the great muhaddith. When he passed away, somebody asked him, Bhai, how did it go? He said, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me Jannat. Allah Ta'ala make my maghfirat. But I was so astonished to see that my neighbor, who was a simpleton, he was a blacksmith, Allah Ta'ala gave him a very high Jannat. When I asked him, Bhai Sahab Parosi, how Allah gave you such a beautiful Jannat? He says, Allah Ta'ala gave me tawfiq. As a blacksmith, when I used to heat the metal and I'm about to strike it, if the azan went, I threw this hammer one side and I went, I wouldn't even strike that one. Allah loved the act that I showed respect to the azan. Allah gave me such a jannat. So my very important, we all make that faisla decision. If you want hidayat, come straight to the masjid. Listen to the azan. Allah says, فَبَشِرْ عِبَادَ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ, Dhyan ke saath, they pay a careful attention to the azan, they reply to the azan. Subhanallah, another raz, it comes in the hadith sharif, when the azan is called, and you will reply to the azan, and thereafter, you will read darud upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you read raditu billahi rabbahu wa bil islami deenan wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulahu wa nabiyya, and you read the dua after azan. Thereafter, whatever you ask for will be given to you. Subhanallah. Many a time I realize that I would do that and I would say, Subhanallah, mera kaam ban gaya. This is hadith of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kaam ban jayega. Your work will get done. So important for us to realize this. Now keeping that point also, it's so important that whatever Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, we must make amal straight away. Let's make amal on something immediately. Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, when you make your rose, make it like how the malaika make their rose. They finish the first saf, second saf, then the third saf. So all of you in the back, kindly come forward. This is not my request, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's request, and this is the how the malaika made. Come forward inshallah. MashaAllah, come forward. Come inshallah. Anybody got a problem, can't wake up, I'll hold their hands and pick them up. Come forward, jazakallah khair inshallah. You are obeying not me, you are obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are imitating the malaika. Make this every week so that we don't have a problem. People have to jump over you to come forward. Jazakallah, come forward inshallah. And complete the safs inshallah. Allah make us good, pious, practical Muslims. Say ameen. Say ameen. Allah make us good, pious, practical Muslims. Respected elders and brothers, in today's discussion, what I would like to discuss, you know, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has told us our bimari and the cure. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us our bimari, our problem and how we need to solve it. لكل أمة فتنة وفتنة أمة المال أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام حبيب صلى الله عليه وسلم see صلى الله عليه وسلم beloved brothers it's so important to send حسنات درود upon نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم الله تعالى میں توفیق نصیب فرما I was just reading the other day you know سبحان الله was so affected الله أكبر سبحان الله موسى عليه السلام was told by Allah Ta'ala, if you want to come closer to me and become my beloved, send abundant salawat upon Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Kisko kaha? Musa Alayhi Salaam ko kaha. Nabi of Allah is told, you want to get closer to me, to Allah, send excessive darud upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah, make that niyat inshallah, that we inshallah will do darud upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam daily. You know, it takes you 2 minutes to say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 100 times. How many minutes? 2 minutes. And if you do that, for example, 200 after every salah, it's taking you 4 minutes. Subhanallah, you will not leave this dunya until you don't see your place in Jannat. You will not leave this dunya until Allah shows you your place in Jannat. To karenge inshallah. Will we do it inshallah? Inshallah, we'll do it inshallah. Subhanallah, this is one of the easiest way to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become the mahbub of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and see your place in Jannat through the barakat of sending salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sab karenge inshallah. All of us will do it. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. So Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, for every nation there will be a test. The test of my ummah will be wealth. This wealth is going to be a test for the ummah. This is specifically for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Conditions are going to come, and this is where we have to be so mindful in regards to our wealth. Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, "Kasbul halal fariḍatun ba'd al faraiz," or kama qala alaihi salatu wasalam, to earn halal is a farz after the faraiz. Ensure that your earnings are 100% halal. How important this is? Subhanallah. Simple person, woodcutter, mashallah, he used to go in the forest, chop wood, bring the wood, sell the wood, and from his earnings, he would take out a small amount regularly. Until he would make sufficient money, and once a year, the ulama in the Darul Ulum in that area, he would give them a dawat. These are ulama that are teaching Quran and Hadith. They would say, after we would eat his food, we would feel such kind of spirituality, such kind of ruhaniyat, that we would feel that we're going to leave everything and just increase in obedience of Allah Ta'ala. The barakat of earning halal. Ibrahim Adhan, Rahmatullah Ali, what a great wali he was. He was a king. From that position, he decided he would give up everything and just dedicate himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is from the khandan of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Waliullah. Karamats were shown in his hands, subhanallah. But Allahu Akbar, he says one thing, most important to ensure that your earnings, your eating is halal. Make sure our eating is halal. Allah make it like that. It's not a small thing. It's a very, very, very important thing to ensure that our earnings are halal. So you can imagine eating halal, the effects of that. That these people will enjoy and realize the importance of ibadat. The enjoyment in making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we must ask ourselves, why are we finding it so difficult to come to the masjid? Why are we finding it so difficult to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why is it that we don't want to read the tarawih salah? Shayad humare khana mein kuch kotai hai. Maybe there's something wrong in what we are eating and how we are eating. Allah make our earnings halal. You know, we are told to read the dua when we don't have food. When we are in financial difficulties. Allahumma kfini bi halalik an haramik wa aghnini bi fadlik amman siwak. They say this is the dua when you are in debts. But we need to ponder what we are reading. Allahumma kfini bi halalik an haramik. Allah suffice with me with halal from haram. Allah suffice with me with halal from haram. Suffice with me from halal from haram. Save me from all haram. When Ali mentions many years ago, he didn't realize he was given some mitai, but the earnings of the person that gave it to him, his earnings were not 100% halal. The Maulana said the effects of that was for 40 days he felt like committing zina. Allah amari fazat farma, say ameen. You know, this is not small. When we are not mindful of all these things here, then what happens? Then we will say, my children have gone astray. They are indulging in drugs. They are indulging in haram. They are doing all this evil. They become the curse of our eyes. Instead of becoming the coolness of our eyes. Why? We need to check into our earnings. Very important. Now in this regard, my respected elders and brothers, Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very, very concerned when it came to debts. When we do our businesses, and at this, when you buy something, when we pay somebody, we make sure we pay rather before time. Janaza would come in front of Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. See, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Janaza would come in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would ask, does that person owe any money? He says, oh, sorry, I'm not making a janaza, you're making a janaza. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not make one to make the person janaza who's owing people money. He don't want to make the janaza. Until a sahabi said, okay, Ya Rasulullah, I will take it, you make the janaza. Then only, to show the importance that we, if we do a deal, we must make sure we are going to pay the person. We must be sincere and true. This part of sincerity and truth is not small. Remember, Allah Ta'ala is alimun bi zati sudur. Allah knows what's in our heart. When we are sincere in our building, in our dealings, in our businesses. You know, this is very, very, very nicely said. Our pious elders say, deen aayega ibadat ke raaste se, magar niklega muamalat ke raaste se. Deen aayega ibadat ke raaste se, magar niklega muamalat ke raaste se. What does that mean? That means to make namaz is very easy. To make tilawat is very easy. To come to the masjid is very, very easy. But when it comes to your businesses, that is where the deen will come out of the people. That is where the deen will come out of the people. Alhamdulillah, we come to the masjid, our masjid is getting full. But how important is our dealings? Now I mentioned about Allah knows whatever is in our heart. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, when the buyer and the seller, both of them are sincere, Allah puts barakat in that transaction. But when one of them wants to cheat the other, the barakat is gone. So we must be very, very particular. And when I say to a person, I'm going to pay you on so and so day, rather you pay him before time. And Allah is alimun bi zati sudur. Allah knows whatever is in our hearts. Subhanallah, beautiful incident mentioned in the kitabs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, when a person is sincere, when a person is true, and this is very important, we must be upright. Musliman must be upright. In his dealings with Muslims, with non-Muslims, he must say, this is a Musliman, I can trust him. When a person is sincere, imagine Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned of the people of the past. One person was in financial difficulty. So he goes up to somebody, he says, bhai, lend me 1,000 dirhams. So that person says to him, I can lend you, but guarantee? He says, Allah is my guarantee. Then he says, witness? He says, Allah is my witness. So never mind, he gave him the 1,000. I'll pay you an example after 1 month. When the time came to pay, this person had the money, but he couldn't cross over. Had to cross over the water, go whether it was the ocean, whether it was he was an island, a crossover. There was no boats available. Now he is worried. He's concerned. I'm owing this man. I made Allah guarantee. I made Allah witness. How do I get this money to him? There's no way I can go across. He stands at the shores of the ocean, of the sea. He makes a hole in a log. He puts a note. He puts his money. And he seals it up. Ya Allah, you make it easy, that man. You make it easy, that man. Subhanallah. Allah makes it that lender, he's on the other side. He's strolling every day. He sees this log looking strange in the water. He picks it up. He opens it and he finds his money. Subhanallah, how Allah makes it happen. When a person is sincere, when a person is true, Allah knows what's in our heart. Allahu Akbar. That person, he's still worried. Maybe the money didn't reach. After some days, he takes another 1,000. And he goes by this man. He said, "Bhai, maaf farma, make me maaf. There was no boats available and I couldn't get the money to you." He said, "Alhamdulillah, that 1,000 you gave, I've already received it." What is this? Yaqeen that, you know, Allah's help is there. When we are sincere, when we are true. I've selected this discussion and I've taken this discussion. There's two very important points that I would like to bring across over here. In our businesses, make sure we are very mindful. The second part is regarding the estate and our what do you call inheritance story. But why are we fighting with one another? Every now and then, Maulana, can you sort out our family issue? But what Allah has destined for you, you are going to get. And when you have taqwa, Allah will give it to you. Subhanallah, just to end up with one incident, just to give you a point. One is about our inheritance, one is about our staff. Now, regarding the staff, there's a beautiful incident where when that staff left without taking his money, when he left without taking his money, when he went back to take his money, the owner told him, "Bhai, I invested your money, all these sheep is yours." He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "All is yours." Because of him being sincere, the employer was sincere, gave him everything. Allah made an opening for that employer when he was imprisoned in one cave. And there's a whole long story, it's a hadith also of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah made an opening. Allah saved him. Barakat of him being sincere with his staff. Likewise, when it comes to our inheritance, very mindful. Remember, whatever Allah will give you when you're true. There's an incident also in the hadith where this person sold his land to somebody else. The new owner digs in the land and he finds a pot of gold. He goes to the original owner and says, "Baba, I bought the land from you. I didn't buy the pot of gold. This belongs to you." Now that person said to him, "Bhai, whatever was there is yours now. You must keep it." He said, no, that's yours." Imagine that one saying, "You take it." This one says, "You take it. You take it. That was their tabiat. Subhanallah. They didn't have the love of the dunya. Subhanallah. They go to the qazi. They go to the judge. If it was one of us, we'll say, "Bhai, you all fighting, give it to me." That's how we would be. "You all fighting, give it to me." That qazi said, "Bhai, you got a daughter?" He said, "Yes." "You got a son?" He says, "Yes." "Get them married, give it to the two of them." Subhanallah. Look at how Allah helped. Allahumma la, say ameen. Allahumma la taj'ali dunya akbar hamina. Say ameen. May not the dunya become our main worry. May not the dunya be the cause of us to hate our own family members. Allah give us understanding of these. Say ameen. Wa akhra da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.